This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Father's Day, belated, white people. That's right. I'm 70% sure that the white folks, let me just put it this way, the non-black folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you had daddies. But for black people, it's different. So I say to black folks listening to the program, happy baby daddy day. Yeah, I know you might not know your biological father, but happy baby daddy day. And if you do know your biological father, there's a high percentage that he did not play an active role in your life, sort of like mine. So I say happy baby daddy day because my dad was a deadbeat. He had no clue on how to be a good father. You want to know why? Because he didn't have a good father himself. My grandfather, on my father's side, was an alcoholic, a lifelong alcoholic. Had a career in the military. Didn't do very well in it. He had one distinction that he did in the military that was pretty amazing. He exposed Germans behind American lines. Germans posing as Americans because he spoke fluent German and he knew the dialects and he knew the things that they did and he exposed them. So he did get a commendation for that. But outside of that, he didn't have a distinguished military career. Now, that was a big deal. I'm not going to downplay it. And I'm very proud of that. There are many things about my grandfather on my father's side that I learned about him and went, wow. Alcoholic, couldn't take care of his family, getting rolled. Right after he'd get off work, he'd cash his check, he'd go drink, and they'd find him in the streets, pockets turned inside out because the guys had beat him up and rolled him, meaning robbed him. Not a very proud moment for my father and my uncle who grew up and I remember my uncle telling me the story of my dad, his older brother, going up the street and seeing his father laying in the street with his pockets turned inside out. And he said to me, nephew, he said, that moment, something clicked in your father. It was like he became militant. It's never going to happen to me. And he said, my dad was a really good fighter because he had to become the protector of the family. If his father wouldn't do it, he, as the older son, had to do it. Trust me when I tell you, white people that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, this is what many young black men feel. They feel like they have to become the man of the house, and they are not prepared. So that was my father's upbringing, and I didn't have anything to do with him. I saw the man maybe three or four times in my entire life. I could probably count the number of phone calls I had with him easily on my, well, maybe a little more than my hands and feet, but not very many. And it was generally happy birthday, happy this, happy that, whatever. And I can tell you this with 100% certainty, I can count the number of meaningful conversations I had with him on one hand. So I'm not trying to downplay Father's Day. I talk often about it because there's a longing for me about Father's Day. There's a longing in the sense of wanting to have this thing to feel good about on Father's Day. Now, that doesn't diminish my grandfather on my mother's side who raised me. By the way, that was my step-grandfather. Not my real grandfather. My real grandfather was an alcoholic on my mother's side. He was an alcoholic, half Indian. I believe he was Cree. Can't track down much about him, even though I'm doing my ancestry. And he was just a vile drunk, the way most Indians are. And he left the family. My grandmother had to leave him, or else she's going to have to kill him. So he didn't teach his kids how to be a good father. Anyway, my step-grandfather stepped in, raised my grandmother's children, my mother and her two brothers, and then eventually raised me and my brother. So my grandfather, who is my step-grandfather, was technically my father. I talk about these folks in my book, probably my best book, probably the best book I'll ever write, The Big Black Lie. And I did a dedication to my fathers. The biggest father figure in my life was my great-grandfather on my mother's side. We called him Papaw, Stephen Burden. And from what I hear, he can move a mountain. Now, I knew him when he was in his 70s, and he was still getting around pretty good. And he, by the time I really knew him, he was a crippled old man. He was, you know, the old saying, you go from four legs to, what goes from four legs to two legs to one leg. I'm sorry, four legs to two legs to three legs. And the answer is an old person. Because you start crawling, then you get, you stand on your two feet and you go to three legs. Well, I met him in the trimester of his life when he was down to, he was up to three legs. Because he always saw him with a cane. But the stories they told about him made me just, he was bigger than life. And it wasn't one person that told me, it was many people that told me. He had the strength of an ox. And he's a very proud man, very humble. And I wish that I could be more like him. And of course, there was my stepfather, Tommy, who stepped in. My mother, when she left my dad, she stayed. We lived with my grandparents for a while. Then she met Tommy, a man that she swore she wouldn't marry, and she married him, and died right after marrying him. But we stayed in his life, my brother and I, until he died, and we eulogized him. You know, so that was my father's father figures. Those are my father figures, none of which can replace what a biological father is supposed to do for his kids. It changes your psyche when your biological father isn't in your life. I'm talking about throwing the football with you and all that, things that I did with my sons. And I can't describe it. I'm going to try to one day, probably. I'll probably write something about it. And I'm not making this a downer because I know it sounds like it, because I'm not. I'm celebrating Father's Day. I'm celebrating all the people out there, all the men who are out there doing what they're supposed to be doing for their fathers, because let me tell, for their sons rather, and daughters. Because let me tell you something. The left is minimizing you. They don't want you to feel like you have a purpose. You have a purpose. You have a bigger purpose than any of these misandrous feminists, man-hating women want to make you believe. And it is much more important than they want you to feel. And take it from a kid who understands it very well and is really trying to make, you know, hay with it, trying to understand it even more, who's researching it, taking an analytical approach. And that would be me. I'm no longer a kid, but you know what I'm saying. So, happy Father's Day. You guys out there doing your fatherly duty, your paternal duty for your kids, you are invaluable to this nation. Don't let anybody tell you different. Listen, we got a lot to talk about. IG report got dumped on us last week. A lot of people are disappointed, but don't be. There's more coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show.
I gotta tell you, I'm amazed at times at the naivete of conservatism and conservatives. I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it in just a second. But I am. Everybody's waiting for some bombshell thing to just end it all, like a nuclear bomb that's gonna happen with the Democrats. Nothing happens that way. The Democrats are crafty little suckers. I'm just telling you. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm talking about this IG report that got dropped last week. And I told you guys, it's a big deal. And then immediately people are like, Kevin, it was a big nothing burger. What are you talking about? Jeez. By the way, give me a call. Get a hold of us at kjradio.com or call us at 844-551-8255 if you want to explain yourselves about this. But you know, friends of mine who, you know, whether I'm at a baseball game or whatever, they're like, so Kevin, you know, you told us this or that. And I'm like, guys, you got the thing put into your lap. What are you talking about? The IG is a Democrat. That's as soft as he could make that report. That's as soft as he could do it. It was damning. And quite frankly, it even impugned him. Oh, well, we don't see any bias that could have gone into the investigation. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Let me tell you, people at the at the lowest level of politics understand exactly what happened in that IG report, not to mention the things that he just flatly couldn't ignore, like the text messages from Peter Strzok that says, we'll get him. But try to walk it back. We can't let him win. We got to stop him. Don't worry. We will. We'll stop him. What do you want? Were you waiting for Democrats to go, oh, geez, they got us? I will refer you back to Bill Clinton telling you, I did not have sexual relations with those, with that girl, whatever her name was. Then you can bet on it. And I tell you what, let me tell you what you can look forward to. Do you know the shame that Bill Clinton now faces, where he was Mr. Man? The Clintons were, could do no wrong. Bill Clinton was the super secret, pardon me, the super secret weapon, blah, blah, blah. And now he's a pariah. That's what you're looking at. You're watching the Democrats wag their finger and tell you, we did not collude to get Donald Trump not elected, and we have not tried to have a coup inside of the government. I'm wagging their finger at you. But they know they're guilty, and they know they're caught. But don't expect them to roll over. The press conference post-IG report that the press held, you know what I'm talking about, when Sarah Sanders was up there and they asked her everything except about the IG report? Why are they separating children from their young'uns? Let me ask you, do you think that might have been part of the Democrats' strategy? The press, the presser, after the release of the IG report, and I watched it and went, is anybody going to ask a question about the IG report? And God bless Sarah Sanders, but I would have said something like, really? So you want to use this time with the breaking news of everything that just happened with the Inspector General's report, and you want to talk to me about immigration? She spent easily half that press conference, if not more, talking about immigration. And there were three people who were bombarding her with those questions. Jim Acosta started it. Another lady came in afterwards as a follow-up, and some guy was disruptive in the back of the room. Do you think that wasn't planned? Come on, guys. It's part of the strategy. And what about the New York Attorney General suing Trump's charity on the very same day that this announcement was due to occur? They knew it. It's orchestrated. Can you see it? I hope I'm helping you see it. Because that's what we try to do here on the Kevin Jackson Show, is illuminate what you might miss. Now, look, I know you're smart enough to go, yeah, Kevin, that was stupid timing, you know, for him to try to do something with Donald Trump's charity on the same day. You're exactly right, it was. But the other things that are being orchestrated, like the Q&A and all these other things, put it all into context. And you know what you have? You have a cabal against the conservatives and the conservative movement, and it continues against Donald Trump. But fear not, friends. Fear not. You're winning anyway. Donald Trump actually came out because if you want to talk immigration, Donald Trump said, let's talk immigration. And here's this clip.
One question. The children can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children. The Democrats can come to us as they actually are, in all fairness, we are talking to them, and they can change the whole border security. We need a wall. We need border security. We got to get rid of catch and release. You catch a criminal, you take his name, you release him, and he never shows up again. He goes into our society. And then we end up getting him in a different way, oftentimes after he's killed somebody. We've got to change our laws. The Democrats have control because we don't have the votes. The Republicans need, we need more Republicans, frankly. And that's why I think we're going to do so well in the midterms. That and because we have the strongest economy in the history of our nation. We have the best jobs numbers in the last 44 years. Top of drudge. The best job numbers in 44 years.
All I can say is brilliant. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. That was a brilliant press conference. The immigration. Okay, let's talk immigration. Oh, by the way, we will win the midterms. first person outside of Kevin Jackson and a few other people, pundits, that have said that. I haven't heard a politician say it yet, but first person. I mean, here's Trump going, we got the midterms. And then what's he do? He segues into the economy. It's the economy, stupid. You want to bring up the kids? Fine, bring them up. If you think America's focused on what the D.C. bureaucrats believe are the big deal, the things we should be talking about, that was an orchestrated strategy by the left, and Trump said, bring it. Let's talk about the kids. Yeah, we're going to build, we're going to put border security, and he was fair. He said, you know what? The Democrats are talking to me. They are finally talking to me. That's a big little tidbit for you. Most people think it's Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and they're going, we're not going to talk to him. We got anything to say to him. They're talking to him, and he admits it. He says, you know what? In all fairness, they do want to talk now. But let me tell you what. We're going to enforce our laws. We're going to build a wall. We're going to address our immigration issue to my satisfaction, and here's why. I'm about to kick their butts in the midterms. It was beautiful. No, non-equivocal, Donald Trump didn't mince his words the way I'm doing. He just said, we're going to kick their butts, and here's why, and we're going to address this way, and we are talking about it. Same negotiation that happened in North Korea. And let me tell you, the situation with the IG report kicked North Korea off the main stage, fine, because you know why? Doesn't matter. Donald Trump still remains on the main stage. Think about that. In the old days, the Democrats would change the narrative. Okay, they changed it. Guess what happened? Trump changed it back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A country without borders is not a country at all. We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people. You take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country without going through a process. We want a merit-based immigration system.
President Trump, earlier today at the White House, he was delivering the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting. The president is still taking heat from both sides of the aisle regarding the zero-tolerance policy on immigration. According to a top South Korean official, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will soon meet with North Korean officials to discuss the next step in the denuclearization deal. The official was unsure as to when the next negotiations would begin. As you recall, President Trump said last week after reaching an agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un that he wanted things to move quick. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
I think that's ridiculous. I think, you know, just because they like what my father's doing, you see real Americans actually winning for a change, conservatives actually getting things done. And, I mean, I saw this. I mean, I saw this during DACA when Schumer folded initially. I had multiple congressmen call me, Don, what just happened? I go, what do you mean? Go, what just happened, Don? I go, well, we won. And I quote, we don't win. We give up because the other side calls us a name. They do this. So I think Americans, and I addressed this yesterday on my Twitter to Corker, you know, Americans want to see someone who's actually going to have conviction, not just talk about it, you know, with great sound bites. And then when it comes game time, they sit there and fold. They want someone who's going to be like my father and fight and actually want to win. And how about actually want to win elections?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Don Jr. extolling the virtues of his father, rightfully so. And right before Father's Day, too. His dad's birthday, Father's Day, what a trifecta. Not a trifecta, there's only two things. But what a coup for the Trumps. Glad you guys are back. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Or you can give us a call at 844-551-8255. You should just jot that number down and give us a buzz and just every now and then say, Kev, love you, hate you, you know, whatever, anything in between. Or this topic is important to you. Why don't you cover this or that? There's too much to cover, to be honest with you. There's too much good news. There's too much winning. But we're gonna try. We're gonna do the best we can. So I want to talk about this IG report. There were some tweets that came out around it. Paul Sperry said, breaking, while his wife was taking money from Clinton operative Governor Terry McAuliffe, and while the FBI was investigating McAuliffe for taking foreign cash from a major Clinton Foundation donor, Andrew McCabe told WFO SAC, please do not open a case on the Clinton Foundation. Now, I don't know what WFO SAC, S-A-C, is, but this was breaking from a guy named Paul Sperry at the time. This was last week. And he was saying, in other words, there's more information about Andrew McCabe that's due to come out. He's begging him, don't open a case against Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation is crooked. And it will be undoubtedly found to be crooked. Disregard IG reports and, oh, no, Hillary, there was bias against this and the FBI helped Trump to win. When I saw a headline that says the FBI helped Trump to win the presidency, I was like, you got to be kidding. That's a better punchline than any joke I've ever heard. Bill Mitchell said this. So the man who changed the language on Hillary's report so she was not indicted says in a text, he will not allow Trump to win. And the IG finds no political bias affected significant decisions. What am I missing here? See, that's the question millions of you are asking yourself now. And in the moment that it happened, you were asking yourself then, what could you possibly think you're going to tell me to make me believe that that's the case? It goes beyond even common sense. Jim Jordan, representative, said this: the FBI didn't want Trump to be president. Peter Strzok's text says, we'll stop it. The day after the election, FBI attorney number two says he was, quote, stressed about what I could have done differently. 2 weeks later, he says, viva la resistance. Tell me how you're going to get out of this. Somebody treat me like I'm a third grader and say, Kevin, you crazy boy. You don't understand what's going on, little black man. I ask this question. Exactly how many pro-Clinton, anti-Trump people work for the FBI and Robert Mueller? I would like a legitimate answer to that question. Because you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing nothing but pro-Hillary Clinton, anti-Trump people all throughout the agency, scattered throughout Robert Mueller's so-called investigation. And nobody, really? You collusion? How many people should have excluded, or what do they call it, recused themselves? Sessions did it. And who did they put in? Rosenstein, who should have recused himself? We may not know the exact answer to that question, by the way. We've uncovered a few more Democrat operatives who worked on the plot to thwart Donald Trump on his way to the presidency and who continue in the coup to depose him right now. Look, I know what all of you are thinking. You're saying the Mueller investigation is over. It technically is. Just for the record, it's been over. They can keep it going. They can spend money on it. And you can complain about the money spent. That always cracks me up. We've spent $17 million on that. The government doesn't care about what it spends on stuff. That's not what you should be focused on. This isn't a follow the money situation here. What you should be focused on is every individual piece of the pie, piece of the puzzle. I don't have the time to do it. I'm not going to, I mean, it's going to implode on itself, and as I've implied, it already has. But if somebody's going to take it on, it isn't about the money. It's a whole deeper thing than that, and this is what we're getting to here. Because, see, there's no other way to interpret the IG report that got released last week except to say that the Democrats from the bottom to the top are crooks. And I'm talking all segments of government. And the Obama scandal-free administration was anything but. And if that IG report said anything to you, it said, go back and look at every single thing that lying scoundrel Barack Obama said that was scandal-free. IRS, the VA, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, and a host of other things, his Iran dealings, all of it. It is nothing but anti-American. I mean, he was the most anti-American president in the history of this republic. That's the truth. That's what the IG report says without saying it. Because for him to claim he has a scandal-free government, he's either delusional or he's an idiot. And quite frankly, I think he's both. Nevertheless, the FBI, in response to the review, said the inspector general found no evidence to connect the political views expressed by these employees with specific investigative decisions. Wow, I'm shocked that the FBI would say, you know what, despite our overwhelming hatred of Trump and our overwhelming determination to make sure that Hillary Clinton got elected, we didn't let that influence us. Do I really need to go back and read to you some of the things that these people said? Let's just go back to Jim Jordan's tweet for just a second. The FBI didn't want Trump to be president. Peter Strzok's text says, we'll stop him. The day after the election, FBI attorney number two says he is stressed about what I could have done differently. 2 weeks later, viva la resistance, which means long live the resistance. This is 2 weeks after. Trump's now president. 2 weeks after, long live the resistance within the FBI. But no. Everything's good. There was no bias. No resistance within the FBI. What a bunch of scumbags, man. And for those of you who think, because, you know, I've got my buddies out there, Carl in particular, who says nothing's going to happen. Okay. Five people, the inspector general has referred five employees for investigation into whether the messages violated the FBI offense codes and penalty guidelines. So five people are going to get prosecuted. This is the beginning. I want you to just understand, you're not, we've been going on this from where we are within Mueller and all that. This is the beginning of our side of things. Five employees. So what has to happen? Now they got to go dig into their text. They got to go dig into their correspondence. What about James Comey's private email that we now know exists? What happens when we go get that information from Google or whoever had it? We're learning a lot about these guys. FBI Director Frey, I heard his press conference, he wouldn't offer any names of the agency employees who'd been referred, but it's clear that this is the beginning of an investigation of the most crooked FBI in American history. And what I wanted to do is take a look at the people who are involved in this, who we now know committed high crimes and misdemeanors that make the Russians look like Boy Scouts. I'm sorry, Scouts. So the people that we're now able to connect the dots on, this is the beginning, folks. Don't be dismayed. And let me tell you what else is going to happen. What's happening is, people, if you want to tell the American public that Hillary Clinton didn't do anything wrong, sell that. I dare you. Go sell that, leftist. If you think that's a sellable prospect, go for it. Because it's not going to sell. And now we know Comey was crooked. They can say Comey was conspiring with the FBI to get Trump elected. Do you honestly believe that the American public wants, is anywhere close to coming to that conclusion? You got lefties running around. There's nothing, man. Look, they wanted to get Trump elected. This is all a big cabal with the FBI to help Trump. Really? James Comey, the guy who's been the Clinton's henchman for decades, is now going to help Donald Trump? I don't think so. Be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want you to imagine a world where leftists woke up and suddenly found themselves enamored by the work of President Donald Trump, where they weren't so vindictive and angry because they got their butts kicked because they're losers, but instead embraced the idea of what this man has done. And I'll go into it in more detail later in the broadcast, but instead, we have these guys making excuses about what they know is the most corrupt group of politicians on the planet, the Democrats. These so-called progressives want to overlook all the heinous things that their party's done. We've been talking about this IG report that came out last week, and it's patently ridiculous to look at this any other way than the Democrats trying to stop Donald Trump from becoming president. And then when he became president, trying to have a coup and then blame the Russians. You couldn't write a better Rocky script than this. And I want to go through some of the people who I think are going to get caught in this web of deception, already have been, And for those of you who are saying, Kevin, it's going to let Hillary Clinton off the hook. It is not going to let Hillary Clinton off the hook. Hillary Clinton is a crook. Everybody knows it. Her political career is over, as is that of her husband's. Now, that's not enough for us. I know in many cases we're like, well, she needs to be in prison, and you're right. And chances are more is down the road for Hillary Clinton. She will not get off scot-free. But for the time being, let's look at who's in more peril. So we've got Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Now keep in mind, up to this point, we only have the text of Lisa Page. And I don't remember exactly what they said, but it was something along the lines of, oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do? Trump could become president. And she admits that inside of the FBI, they want to stop Donald Trump. They're not the only two, by the way. Now, many question at the time, and I mean in light of the evidence, why didn't we get Strzok's response? And now we know why. Because according to this report, Page texts Strzok in August of 2016. Oh, here it is. Saying Trump's never going to become president, right? Right? No. No, he won't. We'll stop it, Strzok responded. Now, first of all, we, as in those two, or we, the people that he's working with. So who's he working with? And oh, by the way, what are they going to do to stop it? Now, I don't know what Comey would call his intent. I don't know what Director Ray says, but here's what I can tell you. There's not a person with a brain on the planet that doesn't understand exactly what that meant. And you know what's so shameful? With all of the Justice Department, the NSA, the FISA courts, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the DNC, and all the other people in the mix who are trying to stop Donald Trump, he still beat them. Now, either Trump is an amazing politician and knew what he was doing, or there was the hand of God involved in this, and I'm gonna opt for number two. Strzok was a lead investigator on the Clinton case, later worked the Russian investigation before being removed from that assignment. And even after the FBI found these damning texts, both Page and Strzok were neither one of them was fired. Now, I'm going to just put this out there. Who else could they have infected? What other malfeasance could these two have committed while they maintained their jobs at the FBI? Any other group of people, any other company would have found out this was going on, and as part of its corporate governance, would have been required to fire these people. Not the FBI. I know, they're so sanctimonious. They are above and beyond reproach. Nonsense. Their connection to others within the Bureau remained, and they certainly knew of other anti-Trump, pro-Hillary Clinton agents working against Donald Trump. But the IG says, well, it was negligent that this didn't happen or that did that. What was negligent is that they weren't fired immediately and everything seized by them. And Peter Strzok made to stand before the man and explain exactly what he meant. And that was what brings me to this clip.
Strzok's attorney says this is taken out of context. It didn't affect his decisions. Some people say what happens in the context of those texts? Did they know something about the Russia information and that's what they're referring to? Do you think that this changes at all in context or in a vacuum? It's just damning.
It changes a lot going forward because I don't know how my fellow citizens are going to be able to have confidence. I mean, Russia did something to our country in 2016. It was serious. It deserved to be investigated. It deserved to be investigated by a fair FBI agent who was not talking about impeaching the person that he was investigating. His lawyer is just wrong. That bias did impact something. He was so hyper-focused on Trump that he ignored the Wiener-Abedin emails and it called Jim Comey to have to send a letter a month later than he should have sent it. The other point, Brett, is this. Why is it our job to prove that Strzok's bias impacted his decision-making? I got a better idea. Strzok, you come before Congress, you come before the American public and prove to us that your manifest animus towards Donald Trump did not affect your decisions.
Let me ask one more question on this. Hold on one second, Mr.
What Trey just said, because Trey is exactly right. We have been requesting that he be produced as witness for quite some time now, and if that agreement is not reached, we are very shortly going to issue a subpoena for him to appear.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Do you really need to go any further here? And what's funny, Brett Baer, by the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson's show. Brett Baer tries to set up, well, he could have been referring to the Russian investigation that was still ongoing. You know, we'll get with his comment, no, in answer to her question, will Trump become president? No, no, he won't. We'll stop it. What else could it have meant? But Brett Baer plays devil's advocate and says, well, it could have meant a host of things. Or it could have meant what it meant, which is he was trying to stop Donald Trump from becoming president by all means necessary. And that is exactly what they said when I went on freaking outnumbered. And they said, Kevin, what do you think it means? And I said it meant that they were willing to do whatever it took to destroy Donald Trump. And who knows what those efforts meant? Oh, man, I get fired up about this because when I came off Fox, I told you guys this. They were like, well, Kevin, you implied that the FBI could do something shady. Really? Yeah, I implied two things, that they were harmless in their intents, in their intentions against Donald Trump, or they could go to the ultimate and decide they want to get rid of Trump no matter what. And who knows what that could mean. And they were like, oh, you can't suppose that, that they would possibly do harm to Trump. Really? That they might want to actually assassinate him, that they might want to disparage his character to a degree that he could never work again, or, you know, maybe put him in prison over some technicality. Are those possibilities as well? Of course they are, because that's how bad the leftists are. They will do anything to further their ideology. They do not care about human beings. They don't care about what something does to you. If you are, what they call it, collateral damage, so be it. They don't care. What do they have to care about? They got their way. Now, let's just take that statement a step further. They got their way. What do you think it would mean if you say they got their way and Hillary Clinton had become president? Do you believe any of the great things that have happened to this nation would have occurred? Do you think Hillary would have passed a massive tax cut that would have put money back into the hands of people? Do you? Do you think Hillary Clinton would have passed a massive tax cut that would make businesses more profitable and therefore get them into the hiring mode and planning years in advance in terms of what they now anticipate as the future? Do you believe that Hillary Clinton would have cut $2 trillion of bureaucracy out of the federal government? Do you believe Hillary Clinton would be holding a North Korea's feet to the fire and have sat at a negotiation in Singapore on June the 12th, negotiating peace on the North Korean Peninsula? Do you believe that she would have practically ended the war between North and South Korea officially? Any of that? Do you believe she would be dealing with the trade issues and talking about the imbalance of trade and getting things back on tilt for America and not allowing $800 billion a year to be squandered with no repercussions? Do you believe that? Do you believe we would be looking into any of the crooked nature of the FBI, of the VA, of the Internal Revenue Service, and a host of other things that Barack Obama presided over? What do you think we'd be doing? Just flip it, folks. You think you'd have a record stock market? Do you believe you would have record unemployment? Do you believe the GDP would grow to 4.7 or 4.8%, depending on what you read? Do you think that would have occurred? Do you think that our average GDP since the time of her election would be at 3% growth when Barack Obama said the new norm was 2%?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.